What up, gang? My name is Keisha Carter. You're watching Kicking It with Keish, and this is season 5, episode 2. And I am sitting here with two amazing influencers / chef bloggers. He's a chef blogger. She's the fashion influencer. I'm a flight attendant influencer. It's a lot of talent sitting at the couch today. Kicking it with Keish. We're going to dive into the episode first. Disclaimer, my views do not reflect those of my employer, and our views do not reflect those of our employers. Just in case somebody from HR is watching. Gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha. Don't catch me slipping. Okay. Now, our episode today is titled How to Date a Flight Attendant / Mile High Club. I know those are two of the topics that you wouldn't ever usually see together in one episode, but it's one of them is really short, straight to the point. Like there's, we'll get into that. Don't you worry. Now, if you are already not subscribed to my YouTube, go subscribe to my YouTube. Hit that subscribe button right now. Kicking It with Keish. Subscribe. Then follow me on Instagram at InstaKeish and Twitter at InstaKeish. I have visual and audio YouTubes available for my podcast. And follow my Facebook fan page at Kicking It With Keish, K-E-E-S-H. The audio is available on all podcast streaming platforms. I don't know why my speech impediment is kicking my butt today. I got a little toothache. It's fine. We'll be fine. My streaming platforms are Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, Stitcher, Switcher, all of them. You can find Kicking It With Keish. Go find me, listen on the audio, and then make sure you're watching our videos and Kicking It With Keish, the podcast on YouTube. Now, sitting next to me on my left-hand side is the Divine. She fine, y'all. My friend fine. You can find her on Instagram. She's a fashion influencer. You can find her on Instagram at i.am.divine. Her tag name's right there. And then sitting to my right is my friend, chef, blogger. Matter of fact, we're going to speak into existence. Celebrity chef,
period,
blogger, and influencer at Rashad Eats the World. Let me tell y'all, this man, he cooked for me. I bought a Valentine's Day package that he had for his business. And he cooked a Valentine's Day meal for two. I can't explain. It's on my Instagram. I can't explain to y'all how fire the food was. The lamb chops was lamb chopped.
Right, they was chopping.
Lambo chopped. Listen, if it was a Lamborghini chop, that's what I was eating because that's how expensive it is. Man, like, delicious. Delicioso.
Delicioso.
Period. It was delicious. His food's amazing. Miss Devon, her clothing line is amazingly comfortable looking. I can't wait to get another piece. I'm going to tell y'all a few of these. For soon, logo popping. Everywhere I go, y'all think I'll be sporting this? Don't touch the flight attendant. Speaking of don't touch the flight attendant, please go shop Keish Collections with your don't touch the flight attendant gear. Make sure you shop Devon and her clothing line gear. Devon, Olivia Devon. Corrected. Olivia Devon. And then book with Rashad Eats the World for your personal chef influence ideas and. Well, the things that you write down on how to tell people what to cook.
Oh, recipes.
That word. No. Why? I didn't. It's late. Don't worry about me. Recipes. Buy his recipes. And he has a lot of stuff. Matter of fact, both influencers sitting to my left and my right, they have a lot of stuff coming in store with her clothing line and his chef blogging experience. Please do not miss out. Make sure you are following both of them. I think I've never hyped up somebody that hype.
Well, I appreciate
that. That's how y'all know I am very passionate about my friends and their things. Like, it's great.
So appreciate it.
On to the episode. Now, airline rule of the day. Oh, wait, before we get on to that, if you would like your brand promoted on Kicking It With Keish, please email me at kiwktv@yahoo.com. Again, if you would like your business promoted on Kicking It With Keish, please email me at kiwktv@yahoo.com. Let's get your business promoted. Now, airplane rule of the day. This is one of my favorite parts of this season. Airplane rule of the day is, it is illegal. It is absolutely illegal to have sex in the lavatory or the airplane bathroom. It is public misconduct. I don't want y'all to get it twisted. It's not a mistake. It's not a myth. You will be arrested heavily. They gonna put the handcuffs real tight. And you're gonna be embarrassed because me and my flight attendant friends, when we catch somebody in a laboratory having sex and we know they done went in there, we stand in front of the laboratory in a line until they come out.
Everybody's busted.
It's 2 o'clock in the morning, where you been? Baby, didn't you get my tool? I was in my laboratory.
You need a laboratory. You know what else it is?
What?
It's nasty.
Absolutely disgusting.
Absolutely disgusting. Airplane bathrooms are nasty.
Before we talk about how disgusting it is, to be in the Mile High Club, this is the experience that we are talking about that so many people are like, oh, you're part of the Mile High Club. It's gross. Other than it being gross, because we're going to get on that. Other than it being gross, there is a heavy fine for sexual misconduct on an airplane. Especially, I mean, in the laboratory, because I have seen people be nasty in their seats. Like, how the indecency of you doing nasty things in your seat with someone or yourselves, because I've seen that too. I've seen people be nasty with themselves in their seats. And the paperwork for that is very thorough. It's disgusting. Anywho, other than a heavy fine, you will serve 6 months in prison and pay the fine. For being disgusting. Six months in prison. We're not talking jail. We're talking federal. Okay?
Was it worth it?
And I can't take my insulin pump in prison. So if I don't want to go to prison, I know y'all don't want to go to prison. That's 6 months and a fine. Now, granted, let's get back to how nasty it is. That's not water on the floor.
Yeah.
In the laboratory. That's not water. That's not water on the floor in the laboratory. It's pee. As the TikTok say, drink it. It's pee.
It's pee.
It is urine on the floor.
So when we say something to you like, oh, you might want to put your shoes on, we're not being annoying. We're just trying to look out. But babe, as soon as you say, oh, it's okay, we're going to let it be okay.
We are informers, not enforcers.
We're going to let it be okay.
At this point, you die, you die.
You got piss on your feet. You got piss on your feet.
And that's disgusting too. I don't know why. Please stop walking in the laboratory without your shoes on. It's fine. I'm just walking around. I don't care. This man said, I just walked around Vegas for 36 hours with no shoes on. First off, you need a tetanus shot.
First of all, you caught something.
You need a tetanus shot. No, I need a tetanus shot. Me, Jesus. I don't know who you talk to in the mornings, in the middle of the day.
You get those people who say, oh, well, I'm just going to throw these away anyway. Throw your feet away at this point.
Yes. And then stop, while we're on the subject of what's disgusting, stop changing your baby on the seat back tray table. Oh my God.
Oh, this is my stomach.
You wouldn't change yourself. Right. It's on top. Let your baby stand on the seat back tray table with their bare feet, even with their shoes on. Stop doing it. Y'all are disgusting.
I just don't understand why people get on the plane and then it's like this magical place to them. Like, I know it's impressive that this big tube with all these people are speeding through the air. But like, when you get on there, you want to do nasty stuff in the bathroom.
I don't understand that. And you knew you had to pee. Matter of fact, not even just pee. You knew you had to do the number two before you got on this airplane.
But it was the coffee that you served.
And I don't know why y'all keep drinking this airplane coffee. I don't know why y'all keep drinking this airplane water. I don't know why y'all keep drinking off the airplane, period.
You know what? You should bring your own drink.
Bring your own snacks, period.
That make it less work for us.
I agree.
The nasty airplane.
Listen, bottom line, the Mile High Club is not it.
It's the nasty high club.
And it's not even enough room in there, y'all. Granted, I'm 5'4", barely 5'5", on a good day. I'm sitting at 168. Like, it's barely enough room in there for me.
That wagon be talking on the bathroom. We trying to get some tissue.
I can't get the door closed on this butt. Like, how two of y'all gonna fit in there?
You gotta touch something. And I don't think people know, like, when we go in the bathroom, if you see us with napkins in our hands, it's because...
Listen, we don't want to touch the doorknob, we don't want to touch the lock, I don't want to touch...
The toilet seat, like, nothing.
The hand to get the water out, to start washing my hands, I don't want to touch none of that.
Y'all nasty.
The Mile High Club is not it. apparently, I thought we couldn't go on for days. It's gross. Don't do the Mile High Club. There is a heavy fine, and you'll spend 6 months in prison. And then you're going to get touched in prison laboratories.
Ooh.
You want to get touched in a prison bathroom?
I think some people might enjoy that.
Yeah. You know what? On that note, we're going to go to a commercial. It's a commercial break time. Stay tuned, guys. What up, guys? We're back, Kiki with Keisha, after that quick commercial break. Let's dive into how to date a flight attendant, because it's a strategy. I'm not gonna lie to you. It is a game. It's not a game like, oh, I'm gonna see if he texts me and I'm gonna text him back three trips later. Like, it's not that type of game. It's a more like, what's what I'm looking for? Strategic. Genuine. I want to get to know flight attendant. Yes, I actually want to be with this flight attendant. So let me learn how to date a flight attendant. Not how to play games with us, because we'll be in Paris. If you look up looking for me, you looking for us in the daytime with flashlight.
Okay, I'm out. Because it ain't
where
nothing.
Where you at? Zimbabwe. Really? Where you at? Australia? Came from Jack over here. You thought, man, what you gonna play with him? Okay, so let's just dive into it. The first thing I want to tackle when talking about dating a flight attendant is trust issues. I'm gonna cancel the myth right here. Not every flight attendant has a different option in every city. I could have said that way more vulgar, but I didn't.
Area code. Right.
Oh, we do not. Not every flight attendant has a different option in every area code. First off, I barely text my mama back sometimes. I'm not going to text five different men back. Not even five. I'm not going to text more than two back. And that was when I was single, because...
Period.
Because what? We see you.
Let us see.
Ooh. You a Beyonce?
It's giving engaged.
Oh, so somebody liked it, so they put a ring on.
Period. It's giving off the mark.
I don't know. I think a big thing is, I think people don't understand the flight attendant's perception of it all. Because just as much as you may not trust us, we don't trust you.
Because I'm not with you either.
I'm not with you. Just because I'm in a different city. Granted, we go to different cities all the time. I don't know anyone there.
Right.
So I have to make a connection. I have to meet them. I have to decide. You are in the same city while I'm gone. You could be dating a neighbor or your coworker. I would never know.
And then the energy, the extra energy that a flight attendant has to give to somebody after working,
that's too much.
Like, I got to give more of myself after dealing with so many different energies in one tube flying through the sky. I have to give more of myself to somebody to get to know them personally. And you think I'm doing that in every city? Mm-hmm. Absolutely not.
No. Our time is really expensive. We really do not have time.
Repeat that all the time. Our time is
really expensive.
Extremely.
We don't have time to get to people. Like, we barely have time. We're jet lagged. Jet lag is a real thing. Mm-hmm. So by the time we're done, we're not working one flight. We're working like 3, 2, 4 flights.
Ooh.
So once we're done, we're tired. So to say, oh, I don't trust a flight attendant because I don't know anybody here. I don't care to know anybody here. I'm trying to get paid to my pillow and be done.
That's it. All of it.
Listen, absolute neck to this pillow.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's a big thing. People really don't understand.
Yeah.
I took my ex on a trip with me one time, and I don't think he didn't understand until he was like on the plane, like, damn, you really be doing all this? I really be doing all this. And so if I get to my hotel and I don't call you because I know you're at work, I'm going to take advantage of this time and take a nap because I know you want to talk.
Listen.
And the fact that I'm going to get up to talk to you, baby.
And when you're dating a flight attendant, know, hey, I'm about to walk on this plane, or I'm about to check in at the gate, or I'm about to walk to KCM, I'll call you back when we get, you know, to where. Even if I say, I'm going to call you back when I get to the plane. Sometimes we don't have that time to call you back, because once we scan in, we got to get down to the plane. We got to do our safety checks. We got to make sure. We got to break ice. We got to make sure catering is good. We got to make sure the pilots have trash bags and water. We got to make sure we do a full debriefing. We got to make sure it ain't nothing stupid going on. Mm-hmm. And we better have time to call you back before the gate agent is like, you ready to board 2 seconds after we have scanned on.
And let the record show, depending on which airline you are with. The flight came in late.
Ooh.
I'm rushing straight to the gate.
Yep.
Somebody wants some water before they ever enter the aircraft.
Because they gotta take a pill.
Because they gotta take a pill.
Damn. Okay.
You need to push on top when you get on the plane.
It's too much already. We don't have time.
And if you got a plane swap,
You
got more than one leg. I can't. Listen, if you're dating a flight attendant, please understand that we may tell you, hey, babe, hey, sugar butt, I'm gonna call you when I get a chance. That chance may not be till 3 flights later. Mm-hmm. Shoot us a text or something. Hey, thinking of you. Hope work's going great. Something. At least we know you're thinking of us. Even if we get to shoot you a text. If the least we can do, speaking of forms of communication are very, very, very important when it comes to dating a flight attendant. Exercise every form of communication, whether it's texting, FaceTime, Skype for y'all that still got Androids. Including Green Bubbles. Skype. If you got an email, babe, because, you know, she ain't got a good service overseas and they just sent her to Italy or Paris or something for the night. Like, exercise those form of communication because we can't always be there in your presence. Another thing, how to date a flight attendant, make sure you have some, you have a hobby or something that's keeping you occupied while I'm at work. As much as I want to be your entire world, I cannot be your entire world. And that'll lead to trust issues, to cheating, to rah, 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 if you don't have a social life or a constructive hobby. Now, I'm not talking about social life as in going out flirting with everybody and their granddaddy, because that'll get everybody and their granddaddy head knocked off. Social life is in have other things that you do outside of us. Mm-hmm. Have a life outside of your relationship because you're still owed that personal space.
Yeah.
Have a job. Have a job.
You please, because this.
Have a job. Listen. Because if you have a job where you are actually productive in your career, then by the time I get off work, more than likely, then you'll be just settling down as well, and then we can have us a good old chit chat before bed.
The second time I started flying, how do I describe it? I was in a relationship. That's not, whatever. Anyway, I was in a relationship, but I was on reserve. If you guys know what reserve is, it just means you're sitting on call. So sometimes you get calls, sometimes you don't. At this particular time, like, we weren't getting called. So he got very used to me, like, being at home. And so when I did start working, he didn't have any hobbies. I was his hobby because I was always home. And like you said, it led to trust issues. Because now you're worried about what I'm doing instead of going to figure it out for yourself.
We used to talk all day. We used to be around each other all day. Now you ain't got time for me. It's not that I don't have time for you. People grow. As a flight attendant, I may not always be available. So if you're dating a new flight attendant or a good flight attendant, period.
Yeah.
They're not going to always have time to be available for you hand and foot when they're at work.
That's what I was saying, too. So, his issue was, so, you know, you get to a layover, and say you do have a little extra time, and you go out with your crew.
Why you not talking to me?
Yeah. Why, so, you got time to go out with them, but you couldn't go out with me? I'm like, okay, first of all, it's New Year's. We all depressed because we got to work.
So, everybody's mental stability is rocky right now.
So, we're going to support each other, and we're going to go out, we're going to have a drink. And why don't you go have a drink with your friends?
Right. Yeah. Right. And speaking of spending time, or you can spend time with me, you can't spend time with me. This is the number one way to make use of dating a flight attendant. Go on overnight trips.
Please.
Go on an overnight trip. If they got enough time, go on an overnight trip with them. Make sure that they can trust you enough, but flight attendants are very peculiar with who they put on their passes as a companion. And a lot of company policies is they ask questions. Are you putting this person on your benefits for monetary advantages? And it's like, no. First off, I don't sell buddy passes. I don't know what a buddy pass is. And my fiance is on my passes as my fiance. Duh. But like, if I have a long enough overnight trip and he want to come and hang with me, he's gonna get on the flight and come hang with me. Mm-hmm. Because that's another way to make your relationship work. That's another way to spend time together. And it's a free mini vacation.
I was just going to say, that's like an easy free day.
Yeah. Because
I'm coming with the drinks already.
Hotel paid for.
I've got the drinks on.
So, I dated a guy. And he was on my benefits for a year and a half. We went nowhere. Nowhere. I'm like, let's just go have dinner in Chicago today. And he's like, Chicago.
I get a discount.
Right. Flights were open. They never did we go on a trip together. When we finally went on a trip together, we went to the Caymans, right? This is at the end of it. We went to the Caymans, and he was too busy worried about what people were doing back home. So we couldn't enjoy our trip. So if they put you on their benefits, they really, really like you, and you should really take advantage of it.
You should really take advantage of it.
And also consider the mental health of a flight attendant.
Facts.
Because there are too many times we come home and we're tired. You've been at home the entire time. You've been fine. It's okay to come downstairs or come outside and grab her bags and make sure she, you know, be at home waiting for him or her. That's okay to cater to us as well. We cater all. We're catering for 3 or 4 days at a time. We would like to be catered.
Something as simple, it sounds so simple, like to grab my bags. Mm-hmm. But you don't understand how I've been lugging this
lifting
bag
that bad boy
for
to the
3 or 4 days.
Lifting that bad boy to the overhead bin and feel like it's up there.
Just you to say, don't worry about it, babe. I got it. I don't care if we don't got to go up no stairs, but you just want to walk in from the elevator or from the garage to the house.
Yes. Oh. Yes. That I can say, though he didn't take a trip, that was the one thing he did every time I came home. Was downstairs waiting. Would grab my bags, take my bags up, and always ran me bath water. So it was a good trade.
Okay.
It was a good trade.
But I was
because commuting is hard. So ooh, yes. If you're dating a flight attendant who commutes, which means
that's less time, more stress.
Yes, let's talk about commuting. If you are dating a flight attendant that commutes, commuting is a whole nother job after being a flight attendant. Yes. I am a flight attendant and I commute. Commuting should pay. Anywho, it's a whole nother job that's unpaid, but you have to do that to keep your job. And then off days, commuting takes away, majority of the time, commuting takes away our off days.
Yes.
At least one of our off days.
At least one.
If we can't commute in the morning of or the night of our trip or the day of our trip, commuting takes away. And let's speak of off days. Flight attendants are around a lot of people majority of the time. A lot of different times of the day, dealing with a lot of different energies. Sometimes when we come home, maybe not all the time, but we're going to be like, oh, I don't really want to go nowhere. Sometimes we just want to sit at home and enjoy your presence. Because it's a lot.
I don't know if there's like one piece of advice. There isn't one piece of advice I could give someone on dating a flight attendant. But I think, one of the bigger things is you have to have something going for yourself.
Yes.
Because you spend a lot of time apart.
Yeah.
If you're constantly worried about what we're doing, you're going to drive yourself nuts.
Yeah, it's absolutely crazy.
It's funny. So, like I said, I was dating someone when I was flying, and he never came on any trips. He came on one, and I used to literally make my schedule around where he wanted to go. So, I would be bidding for my schedule, and I'd be like, oh, because I haven't been everywhere. Right. So, I'm like, oh, where do you want to go this month? Oh, I want to go here. Okay, well, take this day off work. I'm going to bid for this trip. I get my schedule a month in advance. I show it to him. Hey, we're going to have a San Francisco layover on this day. Make sure your off day is this day. Okay, and you never do it. So the one trip he came on, the one to San Francisco, I used to bid him for him because he wanted to go so bad. One he came on, we left the hotel room once to get food. And he was like, well, it's raining outside. I said, I don't care. We're going to go get some ponchos. We're going down to the wharf. We're going to see these. We're
doing everything.
We're going to do everything.
Make use of that.
Are you kidding me?
I've never had a relationship where my significant other came on a overnight with me because they never stuck around that long. That I trust to put them on my benefits.
Yeah.
This is the first relationship that I've been in that he was like, first off, he's an introvert. My fiance is an introvert, so he's like, okay, I gotta go. And he's a YouTube gamer. So majority of the time, he working on his own friend. He got something to do at home. And there's no trust issues. I know he at home playing a game. He at home playing a game, working on editing stuff. But anywho, the one time where I did want us to go somewhere, we ended up getting stuck in LA. No, in Atlanta trying to get to LA. And it was during the pandemic where we were locking off seats. And so when I tell you it was the standby, non-rev, Bay Benefit, like from hell. He was like, I ain't going nowhere else. And he didn't. I had to beg him to go to D.C. one time. And we didn't make it to D.C. It was cute. But any other time, it was a no. The only time that my benefits worked was matter of fact, this is not just for how to date a flight attendant, how to have some personal relationships with flight attendants. Me and my mom, we lived in two different cities still now, but when I was based in New York, and she's based in Dallas, she was like, hey, what are you doing? Where are you going this week? Where are you doing this week? And I was like, oh, I have a Dublin overnight. And she was like, oh, I want to come. Of course, my mom is based in Dallas, so she works for the people that fly in Dallas. But anyway, she was on my benefits as my mom, and she came to Dublin with me. Imagine somebody you're dating that gets to experience an overnight, even if it's domestic or international, mm-hmm. something as cool as international. Me and my mama had so much fun. That's my number one headache. But me and my mama had so much fun in Dublin because it was like, boom, I got to take my mama to Dublin mm-hmm. on my benefits. Now, cool, that little flex. Oh, my girlfriend, my boyfriend got overnight in Paris. That major life flex.
I don't know. When we say take advantage, you don't mean take advantage.
Yes.
But appreciate the opportunity that you have.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know. Like,
that, you know how many people would... People are willing to put their livelihoods...
These are the coolest dates you can be on. Yeah. Okay, can we not switch subjects?
Yeah.
Okay, what about dating a flight attendant as a flight attendant? What do y'all think about that?
Like dating within the company?
Not necessarily the company.
But just dating another flight attendant.
Dating another flight attendant. Now, don't contradict yourselves now. We just talked about how great of people we were.
Pause. We had two more guests that just came into the room, so we're going to let them hop into the episode.
Hey, y'all, because I got a lot to say about that.
We're
going
to let them hop on into the episode.
Y'all said something about dating a flight attendant?
As a flight attendant. Well, are you dating within the same company, though?
Hell,
No.
Dating a flight attendant as a flight attendant would probably be the easiest thing, mm-hmm. and I'll only tell you why. They understand that you won't be home. They can go with you. You can see the world together.
And they got their own benefits.
Exactly. Plus, I got married to one, so easiest thing.
Yeah.
Easiest thing.
This guy who works for another airline, he was trying to get at me so hard, and he was like, "I want to take you on a date," and I'm like, "Just tell me when." He was like, "Tomorrow, let's go to Paris." Baby.
Say less.
Granted, I have my own benefits, but I'm like, how cool is that?
I'm on the way.
It was on my way. I didn't make the flight because, you know, we but, like, I was like, that is the coolest thing ever.
Yeah.
So I'm saying, like, even outside the industry, mm-hmm. if you work outside the industry, I'm like, I'm going to take one day to Paris.
Yeah.
You can come on.
Oh my god.
Head that up.
So,
but you can't do that with normal people unless you find a sugar daddy.
That's a whole nother topic because granted, I know flight attendants that purposely don't date anybody that is not a first class sugar daddy caliber. Not to say that they are hunting for these men, but it ain't hard to find them.
I was working for it at the time, but it was there.
It's not hard to find a scammer.
That's true. That is not hard.
You can find a scammer.
We know who you are when you walk
up. You can be a real city girl.
We can take you by the lashes and go,
I'm not a ride or die. If you go to jail,
trust me, you will not be on my benefits.
Thank you for the Chanel bag.
Yeah. Can you give me a flight? Oh, dang. I ran out of buddy passes. I don't even know what a flight is.
Now, granted, going back to dating a flight attendant, I've never dated a flight attendant. I have dated a pilot, but that's another episode. I have never dated a flight attendant, for sure. But if I were going to, it would have to be a flight attendant that works for another company. I could never date within the same company.
Because then they want you to work with them all the time. Then you got to go all the
time.
And it's like, so we always
trying to be shady,
I'm not. But if you feel some kind of way.
Okay, so as somebody who's actually in a relationship, married,
who
is another flight attendant, he's referring to me, y'all, because
I'm referring to any type of topic, subject, or person, because there's a lot like him. He just might be.
I'm just saying, the idea for me is because I would be a senior, so not throwing that out there, but you know, I will always be able to hold international first.
So when I pick up those studio
or whatever, he gonna want to work with me, y'all. So is that a Midland? You pick.
Oh, hello, y'all outside.
Hey, babe, don't say that. Don't call me when I said the position is still open.
I'm gonna just see if I'm gonna get it.
Well, get over it. Can y'all upgrade me to first class?
He smiles in the eyes.
Is there crew box?
Right.
But no, I think that for dating on flights, it does have its perks as far as like an advantage of understanding and not having to constantly explain each other's schedules and how things are working or why you're gone or why you have to go here or why you have to do this. They automatically understand. Mm-hmm. Let them see your schedule and you're good. Like that's all they need. And there's not much to that. Now the only thing that's really hard to come is the blind trust.
I know.
Is you have to learn, and that even comes with people dating outside who are like, I think, because I dated regular people too. Like
you regular mean, civilians?
You know, regular people.
Don't use Sam.
Okay. Right. So when I first started flying at the old airline, we used to call them our grounded friends and our grounded relationships.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Because they didn't have wings. So
the shape.
When you were dating somebody who was grounded and they do not fly, and you are a flight attendant, there is another level of blind trust. You have to trust them when you're gone for days at a time, and they have to be able to trust you being gone in different states and different countries where things are a lot less easily traced. And that comes with a lot of responsibility. And then now, with dating somebody who also is a flight attendant or a pilot or in aviation in general, they have the same capabilities as you do. Not so much like they're a ramper or like a gate agent because they're more 9-to-5 still, but they have the benefits. But everybody else who has the ability to be in the air and go somewhere, whether they want to or scheduling makes them go, there is a level of blind trust there.
Yeah.
Like, it is what it is. And you have to really just be on your P's and Q's and understand that communication is extremely important. I want to see the room. I want to see the room.
One of the pluses to it is that now if you have like 10 hours somewhere, 11 hours somewhere, you don't have to worry about staying up all night. You can get your sleep and do what you do when you get home.
You go right to sleep. That's the same.
I'm just saying, because they're, yeah.
Ooh, I forgot what kind of podcast this is.
So last point before we close it, you need to be open to all forms of communication. I will repeat that. Whether it's videos, text messages, pictures, FaceTime, be open to it. Because not all the time is your flight attendant going to be available. Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Ooh, can I add one thing before we close out?
Yeah. FaceTime all the time.
So my grandfather always has something that I always tell everybody who's in a relationship is, he says, if you're not a good one, you can't be a good two. Make sure that you're a strong, steady one before you can add someone else to your problems.
Yeah.
Make sure you understand your lapses in communication. Make sure you understand your lapses in personality traits. Because all of us have some really awful personality traits that we have to admit to ourselves. Once you acknowledge your toxicity in certain areas and you are able to work on those and know that you're working on those, find you somebody or let them find you, however you are, that they are willing to do the same thing for themselves and they're already doing that for themselves. Mm-hmm. You cannot force someone to heal with you. They need to heal on their own and then y'all need to meet in the middle and work on that together. That's what I have to say.
You can't force somebody to heal with you.
You usually don't learn that until after you're married. I didn't learn it until after I was married, to be honest.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And granted, yes, even as those flight attendants that are listening, make sure that you are addressing your personal trauma and not blaming everything on that person not being able to date a flight attendant. All of us have flaws.
I feel like one thing in my past relationship was like, we talk about love languages all the time. Mm-hmm. And I didn't really understand that I had to love him how he wanted to be loved.
Yeah.
And I had to emphasize that in our relationship because I was always gone. His was words of affirmation, and because it also physical touch. But because I couldn't give him the physical touch, I had to amp the words of affirmation up. And I didn't understand that. I'm like, damn, I told you I loved you before I left this morning. He's like, okay, but I'm not gonna see you tonight. I don't want to hear it again.
Right.
You know, and so I used to get so annoyed, but it didn't
balance.
It, it took me until after the relationship, unfortunately, to see that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I mean, this matter of fact, this episode is gonna go on to a part two on another day at another time, because the next episode we'll probably dive into how to date a pilot. And I'm gonna call y'all back on that. Matter of fact,
the episode should be called Strike Chasing.
Oh, my name is Keisha Carter.